The Princess and the Pear by Tracy Ann Warren. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2012 by Tracy Ann Warren. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The Scottish Highlands, September 1815. Her Royal Highness Princess Emma of Rosewald stared at the letter held within her 18-year-old grasp, her fingers grown icy against the elegant cream-coloured vellum. It was a lucky happenstance, she realised, that she'd seated herself in one of the school chairs in a small tower bedchamber before she'd broken open the thick red wax seal that bore her brother's royal crest. Otherwise, she feared her knees would have given way, and she'd presently be sprawled in an ignominious heap on the castle's unforgiving stone floor.
"Well, what does it say?"
her friend Mercedes asked from where she sat opposite, the words coming to Emma's ears as if from a great distance.
"Obviously nothing good," her friend Ariadne declared. "Can you not see she's gone pale as a ghost?"
Reaching across from where she too sat among their cosy group of three, Ariadne began chafing Emma's hands. The letter crinkled slightly beneath their joint touch.
"Fetch the smelling salts, Mercedes. It won't do to have her faint."
Mercedes stood, the skirts of her pink silk day dress falling into neat folds around her trim ankles. Emma had always secretly envied Mercedes' pleasingly curvaceous figure, as Emma's own frame was on the...